This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. The sound of money. And here's another one. The clickety-clack of a pair of Christian Louboutins walking down a hallway. Just one pair of that red-soled gorgeousness will set you back close to $1,000 for shoes. But you know what? Plenty of women spend a lot of time and money on shoes. And Rochelle Bergstein took note of that and wrote the new book, Women from the Ankle Down, The Story of Shoes and How They Define Us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I have to admit, this is a very difficult interview for me to have to do because I have a shoe problem.
Well, you are not alone. A lot of women do.
Why? What is it with shoes?
Well, there are a bunch of answers to that question, and I think the obvious reasons are definitely true. They are beautiful. They are works of art that you can wear on your feet. They spruce up an outfit. Even if you're wearing jeans and a t-shirt, if you have on a really gorgeous pair of shoes, you can look like $1,000,000. But what I found through this process is that shoes are more complicated than that also. They have come to represent all of these really subtle but important social cues, like status, like economic mobility, like independence, like power, like strength. And these things are such a potent brew that they contribute to making shoes so popular to this day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of this, because I know you go into this in the book that, there is a history involved in women and their shoe obsessions.
There absolutely is. And what I found is that shoes have communicated status for a very, very long time. But I think it really exploded in the 20th century. Before the 20th century, shoes were made mostly by cobblers. And all but the most aristocratic women would buy shoes that were intended to last. There have been a lot of technological innovations in shoes in the 20th century. And so between manufacturing happening in factories as opposed to having shoes be handmade and having materials available that lower the cost of shoe production, women can start buying lots of shoes. You know, they can buy shoes based on whim, based on trend, based on their outfit. And that didn't happen until the 20th century.
You mentioned durability and shoes that were designed, you know, meant to last for years and even be passed down from generation to generation. And it seems the opposite is true now. Even if they are meant to last, the fashion dictates that you can look completely out of it within 6 months.
Absolutely. And that's to the advantage of the manufacturers and the fashion industry.
Oh, I'm sure they design it exactly that way.
Absolutely. There is, in the sneaker world, it's called built-in obsolescence.
Yeah.
Products that last long aren't to the advantage of the people who are making money off of them. You know, we also live in a very frenetic world, and whereas in the 1940s and 50s, one or two styles of shoe would be in fashion at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are 20 styles of shoe that are in fashion. And on one hand, I think it is to encourage women to buy and buy and buy. On the other, women's lives have changed a lot. We're expected to do a lot more. So you would never wear the same shoes to work, to run after your children, to go to the gym, to go out to dinner. You know, there is more of a need to have an expansive wardrobe for women, I believe.
Given the fact that we are spending so much money on shoes, why are they so expensive? What goes into that?
Well, demand.
Yeah.
Shoes are so expensive because people will pay the amount that the designers are asking. There is certainly an issue of materials, an issue of labor, an issue of production costs. But honestly, shoes are so expensive because that's how highly people value them right now. We saw this happen with designer denim in the early 2000s. Jeans used to be $40 or $50, and that's how much people thought they should cost. And then there was a real influx of designer denim on the market, like Citizens of Humanity, like 7 jeans,
right,
that cost upwards of $200. And when designers and manufacturers realized that people were willing to pay that, then that's how much jeans started to cost.
Rochelle Bergstein is the author of Women from the Ankle Down, The Story of Shoes and How They Define Us. What kind of shoes are you wearing right now, by the way?
I am wearing a pair of Michael Kors platform sandals.
Thanks so much for coming in. It's been fun.
Thank you.